From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, a software company consulting with insurance companies trying to connect with state health exchanges.
But first, in the White House Rose Garden this morning, President Obama said nobody was more frustrated than he was about the glitches that many people are experiencing at the federal website healthcare.gov. The president said a surge of tech workers is now working out the kinks.
Precisely because the product is good, I want the cash registers to work. I want the checkout lines to be smooth. So I want people to be able to get this great product. And there's no excuse for the problems. And these problems are getting fixed.
Meanwhile, today, the Republican National Committee sent a Freedom of Information Act request to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid to find out just how many people have enrolled in health insurance through the Affordable Care Act. Information the Obama administration says will not be out until next month. Joining us for more from Washington is Charlie Mattesian, NPR Digital Politics Editor. Charlie, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, President Obama owned up to the botched rollout today, but stressed that healthcare reform is more than a website. What stuck out to you in what he said?
Well, I think probably his choice of language, because I found that very revealing. You know, it's pretty clear that the White House wants to change the narrative here because all the focus is on the rollout and the implementation problems rather than the actual law and its benefits. But by choosing words like glitches or even kinks, you know, I think the words are designed to suggest that the administration has got everything under control. And I think more important here was this attempt to redirect the spotlight to the actual product, which is, when you boil down the president's message today, it was that the law works, the health insurance is good, and people can save money. And that's pretty close to the way he said it, because they're trying to keep things pretty simple and make sure the public stays focused on the plan rather than on the technology.
And Democrats have been trying to point to how many people have been visiting healthcare.gov. Here is House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi speaking yesterday on ABC's This Week. She was talking to Martha Raddatz.
Yes, what has happened is unacceptable in terms of the glitches. They were overwhelmed to begin with. There's much that needs to be done to correct the situation. But 19 million people, unique visits.
You think the Republicans are going to use what happened as a weapon?
Well, I don't know what they do, because it doesn't matter.
Tell us about that fight, Charlie, over just how many people have signed up, because the Republicans are not buying it.
Yeah, I think it does matter a lot. And I think Nancy Pelosi recognizes that. And so does the White House, which is why you had this scheduled Rose Garden event, because they understand that the issue is metastasizing and the trajectory is moving in all the wrong direction. And I think if what you're seeing is that Democrats are getting very nervous about this situation. They want to run in 2014 as the party that's fixing health care and as the party that opposes the repeal and defunding of Obamacare. Yet at the moment, what they're forced to do is defend the actual implementation, and that's not the ground they want to be fighting on for 2014.
Meanwhile, there are calls from Republicans for Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius to resign. She has declined to testify at a congressional hearing this week about the rollout. Here is Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Republican, on Fox News Sunday.
Because if enough people don't sign up for these exchanges, the rates on these exchanges are going to be astronomical, and they're going to undermine the entire private health insurance industry in the country. So her refusal to testify and to be transparent about it, I think, is undermining her credibility. And there may come a point, now perhaps we're not there today, but there may come a point where, in fact, she will have to resign, largely because she's no longer has the credibility to do the job.
Charlie Mattesian, how much pressure is there on Kathleen Sebelius right now to resign?
Well, most of the pressure you see right now, Jeremy, is from the Republican side. You haven't had any Democratic voices. And in fact, last week, Kathleen Sebelius got the public support of the White House. But the problem right now is that she is the public face of the problem, and that puts her in a very politically perilous position. And any time a public official is refusing to testify, the optics just aren't great, whether there's good cause for that decision or not. So when you become the public face of the problem, you are in some pretty good trouble.
NPR Digital Politics Editor Charlie Mattesian joining us from Washington. Charlie, thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.